What's up, everybody? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily diary made public for the world, where I talk about the most important thoughts, moments, wins, maybe some losses, behind the scenes at Morning Brew. As always, I'm joined by my co-pilot and my compadre, Mr. Joshua Kaplan. Again, guy's got a new camera and it's looking phenomenal. And today we are talking about asking for help, because generally as human beings, we suck at it, but it is one of the most important things that you need to be able to do as a founder or professional. Let's hop into it.
What can I help you with?
It's a great question. So I was chatting at 11:15 exactly with someone, and I asked this person for help. Why did I ask the person for help? Because, as I've said in the past, we have built Morning Brew on a single competency. That one thing is being great at email newsletters, writing them, growing them, selling them, thinking about email deliverability. We're great at it. But as we think about taking Morning Brew to the next level, there are going to be other competencies that we have to build up that we simply are not good at and don't have knowledge around. And so what this made me think about is, one, we should be talking to people who are best in class in the world at these competencies we're trying to build up. And it also just made me think about how I was trying to think about what it is. Like, are we brought up this way by our parents? Are we nurtured in a certain way? Is it because we feel embarrassment when we would ask questions to a teacher in school growing up? But whatever it is, I believe that we fundamentally feel taboo around asking for help and asking questions. And so I asked someone for help, and you know, to specifically talk about it, we're looking to grow our ability to create audio, video, and social content at Morning Brew. Obviously, we have Business Casual, which you should go subscribe to as well. Josh is the product manager of that, and Kinsey Grant hosts it. Recently, we interviewed Peter Kafka and Reed Hastings, but that was our first multimedia franchise. I feel like we are just learning how to make it multimedia. It really did start as a podcast. And moving forward, we're going to only do more things that kind of cross the line of audio, video, social. And what I realized for myself is I knew very little about this competency. It's not what Morning Brew has been successful at. And so I called up what I believe to be one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, who is great at brand building and great at thinking about multimedia.
I want to focus on help. And so you did a lot before just picking up the phone and calling him. You know, we've been running Business Casual, you've been doing Founders Journal. Yep. Like, at what point did you say, okay, now's the time to reach out to somebody? Like, what were all the things that you went through to be like, all right, I can't figure this out on my own. I need to go to another human being and see what they think.
I think it's a really good question, because I think it would be a bad assumption to make that you should just always ask for help. Like, you should just default to asking for help, because I think being resourceful and finding answers for yourself is also as valuable of a skill as asking for help. And so when I thought about what are the times that I ask for help, like right now, three things came to mind. One is you have many questions to answer and you can't answer those questions. The second is those answers aren't easily accessible, like on your own. And the third is the price to pay for wrong answers is really freaking high. And to me, that the third one is kind of the key thing when you ask for help, where if you answer these questions wrong, the price to pay is really high. And so when I was thinking about, you know, creating video or social content for Business Casual, or specifically for Founders Journal, going live with this or creating social content, price to pay wasn't very high, given this is still a pretty small podcast. But as we thought about the future of Morning Brew, where multimedia, creating audio, video, and social content across all of our franchises, not only has a ton of questions, right? Questions around like, who leads social? How many social people do you have? Do you hire specialists in audio and video who have both, or separate people? Like, these are all questions we have never experienced before. And I believe the price to pay for getting that wrong is very high, because if we fuck it up, we don't just fuck it up for one show, we fuck it up for all of our brands. And if we fuck it up, you run the risk of the content not being good and not growing the content, even if it is good, because you're not having the right processes for getting in front of the right people. And so that's kind of the point at which I thought it makes sense to ask for help. I called up Rich Antonello, amazing entrepreneur and media operator. He is the CEO of Complex, complex in my mind is kind of polar opposite from Morning Brew in the sense that they have built their competency around building multimedia brands. So my belief is there is no one better to talk to than Rich, who has kind of been the mastermind around how they structure multimedia in their company in terms of the type of talent and also what are mistakes they've made in the past. And to me, that's the best part about asking for help is one, we live in an internet age when you get where you can get access to smartest people in a given sphere pretty easily. Like I DM'd him on Twitter and he said, happy to talk. But also by asking for help, you're basically acquiring 10 to 15 years of knowledge, but also 10 to 15 years of mistakes that have been made that hopefully we don't make just by reaching out to the person. And so I found it to be an incredibly enlightening conversation.
Were there any not so good feelings about asking for help? You have no shame. Not everybody has that trait.
So yeah.
To say, I don't know something is not very painful for you, but was there anything negative internally when you go to somebody and say, I need help?
So I believe I'm in a unique position where one, I'm shameless, which can be both a good thing and a bad thing. But because I'm a founder, I don't have to worry about the perception by my boss in me asking for help. And I think this is a really careful balance to strike, which is when you have a boss, right, as a direct report, partially you have the expectation that your boss is expecting of you to be more of a specialist than them and come to them with answers. So I completely appreciate how it's a daunting task to admit not knowing things and admit having to ask for help. But what I would say is the price to pay or the opportunity cost or the risk of showing that for certain things you need to ask for help is if you don't ask for help and you try winging it, then like I think the price to pay ends up being much higher. So this is why it's a balance, right? You're never going to ask for help on everything, or I think it shows to your boss that you're potentially unqualified for your job. You're not going to ask for help on nothing because you can't possibly know everything about what you're doing since you're going into new territory probably with any job you're in. And you run the risk of using your intuition is wrong. And then like you get potentially more than a slap on the wrist about making the wrong assumption. And so I think you have to find that happy medium. The way that I have thought about it for myself, but also how I think anyone who has a manager should think about it is say to yourself, what I'm trying to figure out, how many questions are there that I can't answer? How hard is it to get that answer? Can I Google it or is it going to require deeper research? And the third thing is, what is the price to pay for me getting this wrong? And I believe if you think the price to pay for getting it wrong outweighs the risky run of showing your boss that you don't know something, then you should ask for help. And so that's how I would think about it if I had a manager.
My grandpa, who you've met, turns the table on this one and says, when somebody comes to you and says, I need your help, they feel valued.
And I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Want to feel valued.
Yeah.
So that's something he taught me early on, which I definitely buy into.
I absolutely agree with that. I actually also think I think there's two pieces to this. I think for a manager, if done in the right way, it can actually be a really attractive thing in a manager or that a manager sees in a hire is if a hire asks for help in the right way where they resource help on their own externally. I actually think that's a really attractive trait in an employee because I think humility is really important to see in an employee. And like if an employee says, you know what, I don't know a lot about this, but I went to three people who are experts in this because they spend all day thinking about it. I had calls with them. These are the notes I took. As I think about our own organization, this is what I think we should apply versus what we shouldn't apply. What do you think? I don't know how a manager's not impressed by that resourcefulness. And to your point of what your grandpa said, like, yeah, as I was thinking about kind of what are the bonus points of asking for help? Well, one, people love giving help. People who have done really well in their career and have become experts like talking about it. That's a very human thing. The second is it's a good excuse to touch base with really cool and interesting people. And I would say the third thing is people like being challenged on their long-standing beliefs. So, you know, Rich, I was talking to him about multimedia. He's thought about multimedia for probably 100x the amount of time that I spent thinking about it. But I still think there are smart questions I can ask him that will push him to refine his own view of multimedia strategy. So I think there's a lot of bonus points to it as well. Well, thank you everyone for listening to the Founders Journal. I think if there's one thing you take from this, it is asking for help can be a really daunting thing, but I believe it is as important of a skill as actually knowing the answer. And I think for everyone, you need to find the right balance in your given career and given your dynamic with your boss, when to ask for help versus when to find the answer yourself. As always, if you have feedback for the show or ideas for what we should talk about, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you for joining and have a great rest of your Thursday.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.